Hello, everybody, and welcome to Facebook Ads Agency Builders. We are a powerhouse community of entrepreneurs seizing the opportunity of the rapidly advancing digital marketing industry and bringing some of the best minds in the business together to have massive impact for our clients. Over the past 5 years, Tyler Narducci has been building and scaling his own digital agency, helping businesses grow and market their services and products through online advertising. Now, he's helping other startup digital agencies launch and scale rapidly to six figures with the Done For You agency program. If you are interested in taking your agency to the next level and skip all those painful mistakes most have to make by learning directly from those killing it in the digital agency space, then apply now at sobeviral.com/agency-build. That's sobeviral.com/agency-build. There will be a clickable link in the podcast show notes as well as in the About section of the Facebook group. Now, let's dive into today's episode.
What's going on, FAAB? I am super excited. Today, I have here Tyson Sharp, founder of The Sharp Method. And what we're going to cover for you guys today is the success mindset for business owners, agency owners alike. I truly believe that having the right mindset and really being having a clear mind and goals and having the right mindset in general is the core thing that you need to be successful in business, no matter what you're doing, whether it's agency or anything else. Once I personally got my mindset right back in 2014, 2015 was when everything like tectonically shifted for me, was once I got that. And it wasn't like a thing about tech, it was just about mindset, and then the rest all came. So I found it really important to bring on someone who knows a lot about this topic, way more than I do, so I'm super honored to have him here. But Tyson, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit, and then we'll start going through it.
Sure thing. Well, it's awesome to see that you've had your own shift. I love hearing the stories of when people have sort of something breaks in them and they have this insight, this massive, new perspective. And then obviously their results just rock and roll from there. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool. In terms of me, you obviously know my name, Tyson Sharp. I call myself an emotional fitness coach. I basically started this journey after like a lot of people leaving university, had no clue what to do. And I found myself living in Canada. And after that, I felt lost, stuck, and hopeless, I jumped into my first online coaching course. And speaking about a mindset shift, I invested half of everything I had in the bank to jump into that online course.
That'll do it.
That's when my business rock and rolled and started going. And then I moved back to Melbourne, where I'm from. And after that, I basically went through 9 months of no clients and realized the true importance of shifting your mindset, especially at an unconscious level, which is what we'll talk about here. And once I hired my first coach and she helped me see what was in my unconscious mind, and once I was able to start shifting those types of patterns, that's when I actually started massively getting clients. I think I got 7 paying clients in 1 week when once that shift was made, once I had no clue how to get a client, anything like that. And that's really the power of mindset, being able to shift. Now that's what I do for many, many online business owners. And now I've coached probably about 200 business leaders in the last couple of years. And actually the vast majority of those have been digital marketers who are growing online businesses and starting their own thing. And, you know, we can have a pretty cool conversation about the unique fears, doubts, and frustrations of people growing digital agencies. So that's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, already it's like, okay, you went from 9 months of no clients, bone dry, to 7 clients in how fast?
It was pretty sure it was the next week. It wasn't specifically the next week, but the week after, and within a period of 7 days.
Really, and cool. That was the mindset shift. That was the breakthrough.
Exactly.
Nice. All right, so I want to kind of go through our topics here, because I think these topics are really, really going to be beneficial to the agency owners in this group. So why don't we start with how unconscious stories hold us back?
Yeah, sure. Well, this was really, really important for me because when I was going through that drought, I couldn't get a client. 9 months into it, I had all these fears and doubts, and I basically knew that my external results were just a reflection of my internal patterns.
Yeah.
Right. The vast majority of people on this call will know are into personal development. They're into, mindset, psychology, and they'll sort of know this, whether it's intuitively or through their knowledge of text, where internally they have some patterns that are reflecting it as their external results. And because I wasn't getting any clients, I knew it was something within me. So when I hired my first coach, she helped me see that I was telling myself some stories that I was unaware of. And the reason why I was unaware of them was because I just thought they were fact.
Yeah.
And so this is what I call with my clients, I call this just simply daydreaming. You know, when you're in a dream and while you're going through your dream, everything feels normal. No matter how bizarre it may be, in the dream it feels normal. Yeah. That's similar to when we tell ourselves some unconscious stories. And we can go through our day, work on our business, and we just think all these stories are fact, but really they're holding us back.
So what are some examples? What stories were you telling yourselves? What stories do business owners tell themselves that they take for fact?
Yes. So the three that were main for me was I need more clients, I need more money, and I'm a new coach and I need to prove myself, right? They were all the stories, especially the one around being a coach, around being a new coach and needing to prove myself, because that's an identity statement. I viewed myself as someone who was a new coach, right? And so we tell ourselves these stories that we just think are fact. Yeah. And as we do that, it impacts on our emotions, impacts on our actions, impacts on our results.
So what's the flip side of that? Telling yourself that you are someone who has a bunch of clients. Is that the answer? Is that the flip side of that?
Yeah, exactly. We can get into those identity statements, things like that. I think they're a bit further on. In the interview, because what's really important here is when people truly become aware of these thoughts. What a lot of people want to do is what you did just then, is wanting to create a shift really quick.
Yeah.
And that's actually where a lot of the dangers lie.
Yeah, I'm like a problem solver. I'm like, where is it at? Let's fix it. Let's bang this out. Let's get
it exactly.
My next time I should do that. Yeah, for sure.
So for you the real challenge is not solving it. The real challenge is becoming aware.
Yeah.
Right. Sure. So being aware of the thoughts at the moment, being aware of your stories, and recognizing that those stories are what's the core base of what's holding you back. And when you start opening you up, like the metaphor of daydreaming, when someone shifts from understanding what it is that's holding them back, I like to think of it as lucid learning. You know how we have lucid dreams where all of a sudden you wake up and you realize you're in a dream?
Yeah.
And then everything's just completely different because you know you're dreaming. That's a sort of similar shift, what happens when you start to realize what stories you've been telling yourself and what you think was fact and what you just think was basically how life is. And then when you start realizing that's a story you're telling yourself, you're able to open yourself up and you're able to start seeing that dream. And that's really what was the shift for me when I started seeing that I was telling myself these stories about being a new coach, needing to prove myself, not having any clients, not having any money. And I simply just repeated that cycle. So opening up to that awareness was key.
Yeah. So some really common stories as an agency owner myself and going through this discovery process a few years back and having that mental shift and everything, some stories that agency owners tell themselves all the time are lead gen is really hard. The market is super saturated. No one's going to hire me because I don't have any case studies or experience. And just building this thing is really hard. And so I have to work like crazy hard every day to make every penny happen. And all I'm worth is a $1,000 retainer. All I'm all my experience is worth is a $2,000 retainer, right? I have to, in my Done For You agency program, I constantly am working with students about their, the first thing is like their pricing. They underprice themselves because they undervalue their services and they believe that that is the true value of their services on the market. And I have to enlighten them and tell them like, no, man, if you can get a client like a 10X return on ad spend and they're spending 10 grand, you're making them 100 grand, you're worth a hell of a lot more than $2,000. And it's like getting them to believe that. And once they believe that and they can confidently pitch that on sales calls, it's a totally different ball game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. This is when it comes into the emotional side of things. This is what I, this is where we, the conversation starts flowing in terms of your own mindset, is because everyone thinks when they're starting their business, when they're going throughout their life, that their life circumstances will determine how they feel, right? They think the life events will control how they feel.
Yeah.
And anyone who studied personal development will know that's simply not true. It's always the thoughts you have about those circumstances and the meanings you attach to those circumstances and events that drive your emotion, right?
Yeah.
And absolutely. So this is really, really key. And the reason why is because when people start looking at the results they're getting, it's always driven because of an emotion that they're feeling. Because you can always see that when you have a certain action, so you have a certain result, and because of the result, it's always driven by a certain quality action, correct?
Yeah.
And whether that action is resourceful or not, whether that action's, you know, based on a place of resourcefulness, is determined by how you feel and the emotional states in which you have. And obviously your emotional states are driven by the stories you tell yourself.
Yeah.
So
essentially your thoughts create your actions.
Yes, exactly.
Which creates your reality.
Exactly.
Yeah. So essentially the core of it is you create your own reality. But the reality is driven by actions, which are driven by your thoughts and emotions.
You got it.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, once you, I think the, so the shift for me, and this may sound super cliche, but I saw the movie, The Secret, that explained the law of attraction to me back in 2015, like a lot of people did, but I was like a little bit late. I think it was big in like 2007 or 8, whenever Oprah did it. And I saw that and I was working a 9-to-5 job, doing a social media marketing, what I do now for my clients, but just working for one company. And they super undervalued what I did. Like, it was wild how undervalued I was there. And I had like all this free time and I had like such big visions, but I felt so just like underutilized, undervalued. And I saw that and I started meditating daily and envisioning what I wanted, which was a big ass agency that had a lot of clients that paid me way more than I was making. And within 6 months of starting that and like really truly dedicating myself to that every morning, a routine that that put my mindset and made me and allowed me to feel the emotions that I would feel if that outcome were real, right? As if those outcome were real, feeling those emotions, doing that on a daily basis. Within 6 months of that, I had grown my agency on my side thing to the point that I was making twice as much money than my full-time job and gave my full-time job an ultimatum to either become my new client or I was going to continue growing the agency. They were offended and I walked. But 6 months from working for a company and being undervalued and having very little, to just having an idea of an agency to walking out of my job with an agency, I've never looked back. That was early 2016. It's been amazing ever since. So it's just like the transformation can happen so quickly and intensely I was dedicated to it, like feeling it, believing it, envisioning it. And like, I think what you've hit on is so key, because I think it's what a lot of people, and I do want to ask you about the law of attraction, because I think that's like a big undercurrent in like mainstream media today, and how it aligns with here. But I think the key of this is not to just, a lot of people talk about the law of attraction and envisioning what you want and all that kind of stuff and meditation and everything. But I think what you brought up was it's emotions and feeling it instead of just thinking about it. Like, I can see myself being an agency owner with all these clients. That's one thing. But if I can feel what I would feel like in that role, in my chest, the emotions, that was like the catalyst, the difference of thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure you can feel your brain simply operating in a different way when you, when you're feeling a different emotion.
Yeah.
So law of attraction, even if we put law of attraction aside, even just the fact of psychology, if you are feeling, and I'm sure many people here will have, you know, peaks and troughs of when they feel determined, when they feel passionate, when they feel alive, when they feel loving or joyful, your brain simply operating in a way that allows you to solve your challenges with more resourcefulness, right? It brings out those resources within you, the resources that are necessary to grow an agency. And that's exactly what happened with you, is that not only did you feel and envision it, but you felt the emotions of the emotional states that were necessary, because you felt what it would be, what it feel like if you'd already achieved it.
Right.
Right. And right. And that is key. And I'm sure in that moment you would have been thinking and believing the thoughts mm-hmm. of what you would have been thinking and feeling and believing if you had already achieved it.
Yeah.
And therefore your mind simply operating in a way that allows you to solve those challenges necessary, right? To solve the doubts, to solve the phone calls, to solve the ability to put yourself out there, even the courage to leave your job within 6 months, right? The courage to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Because you believe it, because you can feel it. You've put yourself in that end game state, and it doesn't seem scary because there's not a shift. There's not a shift that needs to happen. You've already done the shift internally. And now the actions and patterns and behaviors are following suit, essentially. You know, like, that's like the core, like, behavioral psychology side of it. And then there's like the whole like law of attraction side of it, which says that if you believe it, feel it, and can envision it, that the universe is also helping you out and bringing those things into your life, and opportunities start presenting themselves. And because you felt it and feel it and believe it, you are aware of those opportunities as they present themselves, and you're able to take action on them, whereas you may not have even noticed that opportunity before. And, you know, like, when I started out, like, saying, you know, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to feel it, and I'm going to meditate on it on a daily basis, like, I didn't really know how at that moment I was going to do it. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to get new high ticket clients or any of that kind of stuff. All I knew is what I wanted at the end game. And really, that's all you need to know, is what you want. And then the rest kind of just figures itself out, whether it's the law of attraction or whether, you know, you, like you're saying, you become resourceful and find those resources to then put those pieces of the puzzle together. But you figure it out, you know. A lot of people, I think, they get down on themselves because they don't know how to get from A to Z, because they don't know the middle bit of the alphabet. They don't even try to get to Z because they don't know how, you know, when they don't know, you need to know how. You just got to know what you want and take that first step.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's the key, is we get into our own heads when we tell ourselves that we don't know how and that we need to know how. I think we learn that in school, where we sort of we're conditioned that we need to know everything before we move on. And that's where a lot of people get stuck, when they're like, well, I simply just don't know. I don't know how. And that's a story we tell ourselves that can be conscious or unconscious, of I need to know what to do in order to do it. I need to know what to do in order to take that first step. It brings up a lot of fear and doubt, because it's very uncertain in a world where we're addicted to certainty. And it's a story that holds a lot of people back. And obviously it didn't with you. You didn't know the alphabet, but you took one step and you did it from a place of empowerment. Yeah. And obviously you're working from the inside out, and that's really where your success was so profound and so quick in 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you don't need to know how to get to Z, but you just, if you know how to get to B. And then you'll find C.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's it's just about taking one action step and one doable action step. And if we focus on B and not Z, you're gonna get to Z so much faster than you ever thought. It shortens up so quickly. And one other thing that I want to say, because I saw this like yesterday, and I thought it was so on point. One thing that really helped my mindset shift was when I realized that everyone in the world, including all of the people that I highly respect and have looked up to my entire life, are all winging it. They don't know what the hell they're doing. No one knows what the hell they're doing. No one has it figured out. Just because someone looks really well put together does not mean that they have it all figured out. They're on their own journey and they are guessing as much as you are guessing. And so we oftentimes, a story we will tell ourselves is, you know, that's my competitor and I'll never get up there. I'll never become this huge agency because I don't even know how to do any of that stuff. It's just too overwhelming. We start comparing ourselves to other people and just realizing that everyone is just winging it. You know what I mean? I think we grow up and we internalize this thought that some people have their shit figured out. Realizing that nobody has it figured out levels the playing field a lot.
Yeah. And think about it. It wouldn't be worthwhile or fulfilling if you did know each and every step, right?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you want to think about what provides life and what gives your life meaning, purpose, and fulfillment. It's not what you achieve. It's who you become, right?
Right.
And you wouldn't become someone new. You wouldn't become the best version of yourself if you did know all of the steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes some courage to go outside your comfort zone and do something scary, do something that's unknown, do something you've never done before, do something probably no one else has ever done before.
Yeah.
And when you do that, not only do you build those internal muscles that are necessary for long-term success, but you start becoming proud of who you are and who you're becoming on the journey. And that shift with my clients is what allows them to take that step, right? Take that first step from A to B. And if you want to, my coaching brain's sort of going haywire at the moment with this metaphor. So I'm thinking, you know, in terms of the first step of B, A to B, it really is, you know, step B is really being, right? Who you're being. And in those moments, in those moments when you figure out, okay, well, this is what Tyler did. He said, I'm going to envision that agency and I'm going to sort of become that person first.
Yeah.
I'm going to start being that way. That was the shift for you. And that's what really needs to create a shift for everyone. Before you get a result, you need to create the shift internally. And it really starts with how you're being. Yeah. It really is. Anyone who studied NLP, anyone who studied, you know, deep levels of hypnotherapy or hypnosis or, you know, cognitive therapy, well, no, it's who you're being in that moment is how your unconscious mind will operate. And so if you try and believe something but you're not in that emotional mental state of being, then you'll simply just start self-sabotaging at some level and you'll never get that result unless you make that internal shift.
Yeah. If you believe, like, do you know what I find funny, actually? It's like, it's kind of like when you see that guy that's like or that girl or whoever that person is in your life that's just a total screw up, but they get ahead, like they get so far ahead and you're like, how the hell did they get there? It's because they believe it. Like they believe their stories so hard that they just bumble through success because they may not do a lot right, but they do at least one thing right and they believe in themselves. Right. And so they get so far ahead. And so the guy over here who's actually like way smarter and got all like the actual like fundamental, like the business fundamentals down is lagging behind because while he has like all the tools in his shed, He doesn't believe in himself. And so the guy that believes in himself but has none of the tools is out there ahead of him. And it's pretty wild, because it's like, it's so much more like being successful in business. Like, you know how they say the gym, like working out and fitness is 80% in the kitchen and 20% in the gym. I think like success and in business is 80% in your mind and 20% tools, tech, and business education. By far, like the person that has the mindset will get ahead of the person with the tools in the shed every time.
Yeah, and people find it hard to believe in that ratio. And when the gurus of business and personal development, like Tony Robbins, will say 80% of your success is your psychology, a lot of people struggle understanding that. But one thing I like to highlight is the study they did, where they can study your brain, the blood flow in your brain, while you're given a decision, right? So the researchers give you a simple decision to make while they're studying the blood flow in your brain. And researchers can actually tell which decision you're going to make 7 seconds before you actually make it. And what they found was about 95% of all your decisions and actions are actually unconscious. Mm-hmm. So this study showed that while you're in your head going, oh, A or B, which one should I choose? They already know you're going to choose B. So when you think about that day in, day out, and you're thinking about the decisions you make in your business of growing your agency, who should I contact? How should I contact them? When should I contact them? What should I say? How should I say it? What business proposal can I write up? What can I do for them? You know, what should my next step be? All these different things. We think that those are conscious. We think that we're consciously making those decisions, but really 95% of those decisions are actually unconscious. And that's why the power of your mind, the power of your own beliefs, your own ways of being, your own emotional states are so important in those moments, because your brain will either be self-sabotaging you to remain consistent with how you see yourself in terms of, so do you want to see yourself as, you know, as someone who's stuck, as someone who hasn't made it yet, as someone who is struggling? Or do you want your brain to work for you and hold the identity of someone who is successful, someone who is going out to do brilliant things in the world, someone who's willing to feel whatever emotions they want on the way because they have more to give, right? Whatever it may be, your unconscious mind will always follow through with how you see yourself in your identity, right?
Yeah.
And so
it will produce the actions that will make you that person. If you don't believe in yourself, you believe that you're a failure, your unconscious mind is going to influence your behavior to make you a failure, to continue your patterns of failure, you know. And but if you shift and you have that unconscious shift where you believe that you're a winner, that you're a successful agency owner, that you're that you have $10,000 contracts coming in the door consistently, that you're able to fulfill at super high levels, that your sales skill is amazing, that you're able to land these deals. If you first believe and internalize that, then your unconscious mind is going to allow your behaviors to then match that, and you'll watch the world around you essentially transform, whether it be from pure psychology or what I like to, I tend to lean more into the law of attraction as well, where the universe just starts, if you believe it and internalize it, that the universe is going to agree with you and send that feeling, that belief, those internal emotions your way, and it's gonna make them a reality. Your reality will catch up with what you internally believe, essentially, and meeting the two, because they can't be different. They can't stay different. In my opinion, they can't stay different. You can't continually feel like a failure and just be winning all the time. Like eventually the reality and your internal emotions and beliefs are going to align. And so the way we can take control of that is taking control of our internal emotions and beliefs and then letting reality catch up, essentially.
Yeah.
I think we've talked a lot about the problem to this point. And I really, really, because the problem solver in me is like screaming, I want to talk about solutions and actionable steps that the listeners can take to get to these breakthroughs, to have these fundamental shifts so that their realities can catch up.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. So in identifying your stories, right, the beliefs that are holding you back, I find it's crucial to grab one of these, a pen, and start writing down, because a lot of people try and shift their thoughts by just thinking about them. Okay, what am I thinking about? What am I thinking about? But when you do that, it's almost like you stay on very surface level.
Yeah.
And when you put it on paper, it's almost like you take it from your brain, you put it on paper, and then you access what's deeper than that. You access the thoughts, the stories, the beliefs that are deeper. And I do thought journaling every day. I've done it every day this year. And, you know, when you write those down, when you start to dive in deep and write down and explore those thoughts, you start to uncover some things that you had no idea you were thinking and believing. And those are the very stories that are having the most impact on you right now. And they're the biggest stories that are going to create the biggest shift as well. Because the ones that are unconscious are often the ones that are driving the level of emotion that's holding you back. So once we
write those down, say you got five of those down, those unconscious beliefs that lead gen is hard. It's a super saturated market. Everyone is going after my niche. And you get these things down. What do you then do to correct them?
Okay, great. So I would first, in terms of the thought journaling, I would fill like as many pages as you can of getting down absolutely everything that's in your head, right? Every thought that's in your head at that time. So not just explaining, okay, what are my limiting beliefs? But it's writing down all beliefs, right? So writing down, I need clients today, writing down, I need more money. I need to go to the groceries. I need to do this. I need to, I need to stay hydrated. I need to whatever. And you write down everything just as an exercise to get it all out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can start to, when you have a limiting belief, like for example, this journey's hard, starting an agency is hard, really start to dive in deep and say, okay, why is that? Why am I having that belief? And once you start asking why and you dig in deeper in that belief, or you say, oh, well, the vast majority never make it. There's too many tools and tactics out there. It's saturated. And you write all these sort of stories and you start digging deep. Okay, why is that? Why is that? And you continue to write and you start to get to the core of the evidence that you hold for that belief. So you may say, oh, but I've never made it before. And no one in my family's ever made it. And, no one's ever done this before. And, social media is too new and all these different things. So once you start exploring that, then you can really separate yourself from it and observe it and say, the only reason why I'm feeling doubt, fear, frustration, anger is because I'm believing these stories. The only reason why I'm feeling that way is because I'm believing those stories, mm-hmm. right? A lot of people think it's the circumstances in their life that drive their emotions. I can guarantee you it's the stories you're telling yourself about those circumstances.
Right.
So when you separate yourself from them, from those stories, and you gain a level of curiosity, that's when you start separating the emotion from them and you can no longer be hooked by them, because you're now starting to question them. Because what leads to an emotion is when you believe a thought. What's the opposite of believing it? It's questioning it. So step one is to identify what that story is. Question two is to get it on paper and start questioning it and separating yourself from it and being curious about it. And you'll start to feel the emotion start to dissipate because you have more awareness around it.
Yeah.
That sort of makes sense?
Yeah, 1,000%. It's like these are the things that go through our head every day, but we're just so we just let them, we could let them come into our head and they keep and they go right back out, and we just accept them as the fact, this is so hard, this sucks, I'm never gonna make it. We allow ourselves to just hear that noise essentially and then just carry on with our day. And, I read something recently, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like 90% of the thoughts that we have in a day are the same thoughts we had yesterday. And so you think new things very little each day, new things come into your mind, into your head. Like you're thinking the same stuff every single day. And so if you allow these negative limiting beliefs into your thought pattern, they're going to recycle every single day over and over and over. And they're going to keep you in that hindered place to making those a reality.
Yeah, exactly. And you can sort of see everything in your life is either a circumstance, so something that's outside your control, something that is completely objective. And then there's thoughts, emotions, actions, and results. Everything in your life can fit into that sequence. And it'll always be your thoughts driving your emotions. It'll always be your emotions driving your actions, if they're resourceful or not. And it'll always be those quality of actions that are going to determine your results.
Mm-hmm.
So really the foundation is mastering your thoughts. Right. When you talk about the SHARP method, this is something I walk people through with my clients. S stands for stories, right? Always going into your stories, always diving in deep, understanding them and knowing which ones are going to hold you back and then which ones you need to believe in order to get that result. And you did that, Tyler, when you're like, okay, if I already had that result, what would I be feeling? And no doubt you'd be saying, what would I need to be thinking? What would I need to be thinking about my clients, myself, my business, my future? And you'd start to be rocking, rolling with solidifying those beliefs first. Yeah. So then it leads to the quality of emotions that are necessary.
Yeah. I mean, and even like, I'm a huge meditator. So, and I bring emotion into meditation heavily every time. I don't just like, I'm not one, like I will first kind of clear my head and my thoughts and get kind of in that meditative state. But then my next step in meditating every morning is to bring in that emotion that I want to feel that day, that I want to feel, right? So if I have a big deal on the line that day that I want to come through, like a big contract that is scheduled to close that day, but there's no guarantee on that contract, what I'm going to do is I'm going to feel the feeling of that contract closing and how amazing that is that morning. And it is like, I cannot tell you how powerful that has been in my life as a mindset tool, like a mindset hack. Like before every big deal, I go through mental rehearsals on how that feels and the thought patterns that I need to have post that deal coming through. And it is so insanely powerful. And I, you know, like my thinking on this and like my behaviors on this and the stuff that I do, it all started back in 2015 when I saw that. And I did more research well beyond that movie and stuff like that on what to do. And it's just been like groundbreaking, like such a change, from just kind of like, cause the opposite of that, if you remove the meditation and the mental, rehearsals and everything, then what am I doing? I'm actually just worrying about it not coming through. That's the opposite. And then what am I putting out into the universe? I'm putting out there fear and doubt in it instead of reassurance. And it's insane the difference that it makes.
Yeah. And to give you a bit of a story, one of my clients, he came to me when he was struggling with sales and he was selling about 30 grand in product per month and it simply just wasn't enough. And after about three sessions, about 4 weeks, he started doing 157 grand in product per month, then 187 grand per month in product. Now he just messaged me a week and a half ago saying he broke his record, an all-time goal of 200 grand in a month. And what I asked him was, what was the difference? What separated? We didn't talk any tactics, tools, and strategies on sales and things like that. He said the shift came from simply recognizing his thoughts and being able to separate himself from them, right? That once you're able to separate yourself from all the doubt, the fears, the worries, the stress, and you can simply observe them and be able to separate yourself from them, you start to empower yourself. You start to gain more control over your internal world. And that's when you start to gain control over that 80% that leads to your success. Right. And that 95% of all your decisions and actions in terms of your unconscious mind.
It's so like that's for me, really the base. For me, it was that to start with. It's trying to recognize, you know, the self doubt stuff. But then like step two, at least for me personally, was then taking the wheel, taking control of those, and now installing positive thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and installing those end game emotions and end game, like manufacturing those essentially, but feeling them and thinking them as if they were not manufactured, that they were real, right? And then, like I said, like reality all of a sudden starts catching up really rapidly. And then it's like a chain reaction, because you know how when if you're working out and you're going to the gym, on day one, you look in the mirror, you did one workout, you look in the mirror and you don't see anything, or you haven't lost any weight, or and you don't see any major change, and you're like discouraged. But by the end of month one, you look into the mirror and you're like, oh, whoa, I can totally see that. If it's like that piece right there, that, oh, whoa, I see the difference and I feel the difference. In agency world, it's like, I got a client and I felt that emotion that I wanted. It's like a hit of adrenaline, like, oh my God. And then you want more and you chase more and then you get more. And then it's like a chain reaction. So if you can, before you have any client, in my opinion, if you can feel that emotion of getting your first client, you can start that chain reaction essentially. Because once you feel it again, it's so much stronger, because it's like, whoa, I envisioned that and I felt that, and then now it's real. And like, it's goes up from there essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so cool. I want to ask you, you know, cause one thing that really drives a lot of these negative emotions is fear. And so I wanted to ask you really how we overcome that.
Sure. So I walk my clients through a bit of a step-by-step process. But essentially what you really want to do is you really want to break that pattern, right? And the reason, the way I break a lot of the patterns that my clients present is to really recognize where they come from. And I'm sure, do you follow Tony Robbins' content?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sort of gauge that by what you've explaining. But the essentially fear comes down to, everyone has fear, and everyone has two unconscious fears, in which all other fears they have in their life, it's like all roads lead to Rome. All fears that you have in your life right now lead back to these two at some unconscious level. So fear one is the fear of not being enough. Right, for a lot of entrepreneurs, that's not being successful enough, not being rich enough, not being, you know, not being credible enough, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Which leads into fear number two: if I'm not enough, I won't be loved. Now, this goes deep into our unconscious psyche, where love is our very survival. So, as babies, if we are not loved, we may die, and so we develop these patterns, consciously or unconsciously, in order to, who do we need to be in order to be enough so that we can survive. Now it's manifested in terms of, you know, the years have gone on, whether it's 15, 20, 25, 30, 50, 60 years later, we still have the same patterns of, who do I need to be? What do I need to achieve in order to feel like I'm enough at some level, which unconsciously means basically, if I'm not enough, I won't survive. Mm-hmm. That's why we have such a harsh reaction to rejection, and we have such fear when it comes to getting outside our comfort zone, because we're completely vulnerable, right? And that may trigger our deep fear. So in order to shift that pattern, in order to shift that cycle, it's important to recognize the positive intent of that pattern. When fear comes up, it's just a side of us. I call our four-year-old self. Right. If you can imagine your four-year-old self, that four-year-old wants to do is be loved.
Yeah.
Right.
Or like a puppy.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I'm raising a guide dog puppy. So that's a good analogy.
Yeah.
But your four-year-old self develops some patterns in order to who you need to be and what you need to do in order to be enough, in order to be worthy of love, right? The love that mattered most to you. So whenever you have that fear, that fear come up, recognizing that's just like, that's your four-year-old self wanting to run the show, wanting to keep you safe, keep you inside a comfort zone, keep you safe where you won't go out there and make mistakes, where you may risk your deepest fears. And so recognizing the positive intent of that, the visualization I like to create for my clients is when you're on the side of a busy road, like a highway,
mm-hmm.
or like even not necessarily a highway, but just a busy road, and you're about to cross the road. If there was a four-year-old next to you that was scared to cross the road and they were screaming, saying, "We're going to die, this is stupid, we're going to do whatever," like, and they were just in a complete fit, you know, how would you react with that four-year-old? Would you believe the stories they were telling you about you're going to die? Or would you be led by an internal wisdom, a strength, a courage, a level of certainty that allowed them to walk across the road with you when it was safe?
Yeah, I listened to a lot of this, what would you call this? Like the mental health industry. I don't know. I listened to a lot of stuff like in the self-help category and like self advancement. And I actually recently heard that like anxiety, because I deal with anxiety all the time. Like anxiety is something that I think a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with. If you let it, anxiety can kill your results, then it can kill your production. Totally. And fear and anxiety are like one and the same, basically. Like they're basically the same. And I was hearing that anxiety and fear are basically a core piece of the human brain back from like our caveman days, because we had to survive, because we were constantly being attacked by animals and in wars and all this crazy stuff, that we really needed to be on high alert all the time to survive. It was a survival skill. But now in the 21st century, in 2019, we don't need to be on high alert that we might die at any given moment. But we still have that caveman brain that keeps us in fear and anxiety. And we just now attach it to menial things like, am I going to be successful? Am I going to be, you know, all this kind of stuff. And so I think that kind of goes with like what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. And our brain is hardwired to notice the negative. If 100 positive things happen to you throughout the day, but someone rejects you, what are you going to remember? Right? Yeah. Your brain's going to immediately focus on your metaphor of what the hell's in that bush behind there that may kill me.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So it's important to recognize that. And when you start to recognize that every pattern within you has a positive intent, right? Every single pattern within you has a way to serve you, either to protect you, to prevent something from happening, or provide you with something. That's when you can start gaining some knowledge and start feeling some harmony within yourself, right? Because what a lot of people don't know is that what resists persists. So if you make that side of you wrong, if you think feeling fear is wrong, if you think having a fearful side is wrong and you want to completely shift out of it completely quickly, that'll grow unconsciously because you'll be pushing it down, right?
Yeah.
And this is a huge thing that even in the personal development space, a lot of people get wrong.
Personal development, that's what I was looking for earlier. Yeah. I was trying to call the industry, like, what is it? Personal development. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, so... And what a lot of people try to do is shift out of an emotion quickly. They're like, oh, I'm feeling fear. I want to feel elated. I want to feel in awe. I want to feel in love. I want to feel inspired. And they want to shift out of that right away. There's actually a danger to that, because that will be avoiding an emotion or resisting an emotion. And when you do that, when you push that emotion down, it actually, it's like a spring. The more you try and push it down and hide it away and completely ignore it, the more it will spring up somewhere else.
Yeah.
So what I teach my clients is the power of being able to process an emotion. And this is truly emotional mastery. This is something that's even in the personal development space is not really well known. Is that when you feel anxiety, when you feel stressed, when you feel worried, whatever it may be, it's important to allow that emotion to be there and actually process it, allow it to process through your body fully. So that you're not avoiding it, so that you're not resisting it, so you're not reacting to it. And when you allow that to be there, it can take 2 to 3 minutes. Sometimes it's like, on average, it's about 60 to 90 seconds to process an emotion. But it's exactly like lighting a candle. When you start processing it, the emotion just simply needs to take its course. And when you light that candle, it sort of like burns the wax. And so when you do that and allow that emotion to be there and completely feel it fully, that's when the emotion starts to dissipate. And therefore, you know you're strong enough to feel any emotion on this journey. So then when an emotion comes up in the future to do with a sales call, to do with a decision you need to make, to do with hiring, to do with, you know, a big contract, you know you're strong enough to feel any emotion of stress, fear, doubt, worry, and you can process it in your body, and you know that it's part of the journey. You're not making it wrong. You're not making it bad. You're not thinking that something needs to change, but you're simply just allowing it to be there. And when you do that, when you allow it to process, therefore you'll set the platform to really be able to create the shifts that you want.
I think what's so hard for it, that's like really advanced. And I think what's so hard for people to do that is like, it's painful. You know, we want to run from pain. We don't want to experience that pain or that, you know, and what you're essentially saying is when it hurts, let it hurt and just get through it, you know?
But here's the thing. Here's the exact thing. It only hurts. It only causes pain because you're resisting it so much. If you actually feel fear and not resist it, what is it? It's a small vibration in your stomach, or it's a heat in your chest, or it's something like that. It's actually not painful. It's actually not painful.
Yeah.
If you actually pay attention to the uncomfortable emotion, that's all it is. It's just uncomfortable. But my guess is if you're starting a digital agency, if you're wanting to grow, you're willing to feel uncomfortable, right? And if you're not, you probably shouldn't start it. You probably shouldn't go on that journey. Yeah. Because there's going to be some uncomfortable.
Oh, it's going to be uncomfortable. That's for sure. Sorry, any business, but yes, definitely.
Exactly. So that's the point. The point is, if you stop resisting it and thinking it's wrong and avoiding it, you know, what is anxiety? For me, it's like a ball in my stomach that feels heavy, right?
Right.
And if you take some time to just simply breathe with it, if you simply take time to recognize it and pay very, very close attention to what that emotion is doing and how it's processing in your body, it's, what is it? It's a small vibration in your body. That's what any emotion is, positive or negative. It's just a small vibration.
Right.
And once you're able to pay attention to that vibration and just allow it to be there, even to expand a bit, you start to recognize that everything that's stopping me from holding you back from going to that next level, all it is an emotion.
Yeah.
The only thing holding me back is an emotion. And when I'm willing to feel that, I'm willing to feel that emotion. And when I do, I realize it's not that bad. All it is uncomfortable. Then that really gives me the confidence and the certainty that I have everything inside me. I have all the courage, the knowledge, the skills, tools, competencies to be able to get to that next level. When we avoid it and resist it, that's when it starts. You may feel great on the surface if you avoid it, resist it, and shift really quickly, but I can guarantee that will grow unconsciously at some level, and then it will spring up and it will manifest itself into your life in some way.
Yeah, as in failure, in whatever that fear was about, that's how it's going to manifest itself. Whatever you're scared of, that thing's going to happen because that, if you avoid it and if you don't get through it or change that belief, right? So I want to end this on a high note as we get to our final minutes here. And I want to talk a little bit about the mental patterns of success, right? So we talked about the fear and the anxiety, and I want to talk a little bit more about how do we then shift into the mental patterns of success so that we can bring these powerful tools into our life and really see success on the other side.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, you really start to feel empowered when you're able to master your thoughts, and then two, you're able to master your emotions because of it. So a lot of the mental patterns that create, you know, I've seen a lot of business owners, a lot of business leaders, a lot of people growing digital agencies, those who master their thoughts and their emotional world are those who succeed the most. And when, like before, if it comes down to anything, if you had to focus on any thoughts and stories and beliefs, if there's any that you want to pay close attention to, it's your identity statements. It's like a thought and a belief that's like, I am not good enough. I am a failure. I am a success. I am a successful business leader. I am someone who's leading the way, right? Whatever that identity statement is for you, that's what your unconscious will always follow through on. So those who succeed are those who truly recognize the power of their thoughts, the power of their emotions, and their power of their self-identity and how they see themselves.
So do you recommend, okay, let's say someone is listening right now and they say, okay, so my identity statement is I am a brand new entrepreneur who doesn't know how to really start an agency. I don't really know how to get my first few clients, but I'm figuring it out along the way. And they realize that that's a pretty weak statement, right? Like that's a really terrible place to be is I don't really know how to do this. And I'm figuring it out. Like that's not what you want written on your tombstone, right? That's not who you want, who you are. So what do you then do? Do you then shift that and write a new one that says, I'm a successful business owner with 10 clients that pay me more than $3,000 each every single month. And I get a ton of leads every day. Like, do you then rewrite it to something that's not factual, or do you write it? How do you rewrite that?
Yeah. So before you rewrite it, it's important to pay attention to it. So it's important to recognize it. The only reason why I'm feeling doubt, fear, and frustration is because I'm believing this, right? That awareness in and of itself will create so much empowerment within you, right? Because you don't want to shift straight away, because then, you know, it's sort of like avoiding the awareness. You really just want to be aware of that story and be aware of that identity statement and write it down. And then you can start questioning it. Questioning it is a key component. It's a main piece, because once you question it, then before you start to really piece together the reasons why you're believing what you're believing. And once you start questioning it, start diving in deep into it, start exploring it, that's when you can start shifting and going into the more emotional side of things. And when you can see what emotions they're leading to, when you can process that emotion, when you can start to really pay attention to what actions and results it's leading to, therefore you can start being curious about where you can shift it, right? Because if they have an identity statement, it's like, oh, I'm figuring it out along the way. What is that saying about you? Is it saying that I'm the kind of person who goes out there and leads the way because I have courage? Or is it saying I go out there and you know, lead the way and because I'm just so uncertain of who I am, right? Many, many different identity statements can come from that. But if you have one that's empowering, it's going to lead to some empowering emotions that are going to generate the resources necessary to take that resourceful action that leads to the results.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think this was very different than the normal types of talks that we have in FAAB, but I think it was massively beneficial because, like I said when we opened, I think at the core of every successful business is a successful mindset driving it. Because if you have a mindset that's a disaster, your reality and your business is going to reflect that 1,000%. I know it did for me when I first started out. I know it does for a lot of people that I know. And I've seen people who succeed. And this goes for people who consciously know that their mindset's right. And then also goes for people who don't know that their mindset's right, It is right, which is hilarious. Like I said, the people who really don't know what they're doing, but they're successful because they just believe their own mantra. Sure. So it works. The mindset stuff works whether you know you're doing it or not. So
yeah,
it's better to know you're doing it so you can actually get it done and totally not stumble through it. But I think this was a really powerful talk. I think that people will get a lot of value out of this. So I would love to have you on again, because there's just literally so much we could talk about in terms of mindset, but I definitely want to thank you, for coming on here and being with us and sharing some, mindset knowledge.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for inviting me. My pleasure. I love talking about this stuff. So it's all good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Tyson. Well, you have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.